And now, Understanding the Times with Jan Markell, the program committed to helping you contend for the faith and view current events through the lens of the Bible. Here's Jan Markell.
Again, welcome to the program, everyone. It is good to be back in studio after 2 weeks away. This is the program and the ministry committed to helping you understand the times, contend for the faith, become watchmen on the wall. Now, let me say this. Live radio is so much fun that I had two different programs, features planned for this particular hour. And one had to be changed on Thursday. And then this morning, actually a few hours ago, my other guest, who was to be Ingrid Schleter, called, and it was because of illness, not able to join me on air. So I keep Ingrid in prayer. She was not specific as to what the problem was, but those things happen. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to comment on a couple of stories that are obviously very significant going on here in the last week or so. And, I'll get my personal comments after I make some of these statements, because, I mean, we had a potential terror disaster averted here in America very recently when a Muslim planted a car bomb in Times Square, New York. And just like the Briefs bomber on Christmas Day, the explosives were actually lit. And in both instances, there should have been a massive explosion, and in both cases, miraculously, nothing happened and no one was hurt. Now, once again, the headlines blared. We were lucky again. Luck, luck, luck. I don't like that word. What really happened was the grace of God. He has not totally removed his hand of protection on America, even though many naysayers would disagree with that. How else, folks, how else can explosives that have been lit and not explode, how can this be explained other than the hand of God? This stretches credulity to call it luck. And so I continue to say, pray for America. I often close my program by saying that God bless America, and he only will if America blesses God. And to be honest, there are tons of people in America and other places praying for this once great nation that we want to maintain its greatness. And so while we should be basking in God's grace, what happens? Instead, the left has to go on their little campaign and demonize conservatives, demonize the Tea Party, demonize all sorts of people who, before it was discovered that the young man was a Muslim from Pakistan, Michael Bloomberg wondered out loud if someone upset with Obamacare might have done this. And it always gets back eventually to the Tea Party people. And, somebody said, well, it's a disturbed individual. A cable news network says it can be confirmed that his house has been foreclosed in recent years. I mean, one would have to imagine that brought a lot of pressure, a lot of heartache on the family. Well, let's play one clip where the commentators, and they're primarily, the clip I play and probably the next one, it's primarily from MSNBC, which probably isn't too concerning in that they have 12 listeners and viewers, but go ahead and play clip number 3.
It does, and I agree with everything Fran said. And look, it could be right-wing domestic terrorists, but right-wing domestic terrorists tend to attack U.S. government buildings. They attack abortion clinics. They attack synagogues. They view the American people, look at the American government as the enemy, not the American people.
Well, two questions. First of all, how do you rule out just a right-wing attack by somebody on the right who's mad at the establishment? How do you know for sure it's not an American versus America situation here?
Oh, you don't. And you could easily find out that this was someone who was either had a right-wing agenda or was mentally disturbed or had other things.
How do you How do you deal with these types of crimes without resulting in racism effectively towards people of Pakistani or Middle Eastern descent?
But what I'm really afraid, Chris, is the next time one of these guys are going to get through, and what's it going to do to this country? It's going to rip it apart because people are going to be looking for quick, immediate answers.
How so?
They're going to crack down on, who knows where it's going to end up. You're going to see the Tea Party being strengthened. You're going to see people blaming the White House for a situation it didn't create.
Yeah. And I want to make clear that we will not tolerate any bias or backlash against Pakistani or Muslim New Yorkers.
Oh, my God forbid the Tea Party gets strengthened. I think we have some hope in the Tea Party, but yep. They're the culprits. They're the suspected culprits. If they've been proven now, didn't really have any role to play here, well, they'll have a role to play in the next one, I'm sure. Now, has anyone noticed that the softer, kinder, engaging approach toward Islam is not working? Now, the White House promised a new beginning with Islam that was way back in June of last year with his speech in Cairo. Basically, he said, my comment is, with all the outreach to Muslims, with all the appointments of Muslims to high places in the administration, including many in sensitive national security positions, with the White House following up on its promises to reach out to Islam with money, weapons, business, education, there's still terrorism against the United States. Fort Hood massacre, we weren't so fortunate there. The most deadly since 9/11. Christmas Day plane bomb was stopped again by citizens, and the bomb was on fire. Car bombing New York City recently, thwarted by a citizen who noticed some suspicious activity. And this was, Muslim of Pakistani origin. So the point is that despite all the softening of foreign policy and all the political correctness and a complete about-face regarding Israel by this administration, the terrorists are bringing their war to our streets, military bases, and airspace in America. I want to play one more bite here, which kind of backs up what I'm trying to say. Again, this comes from the pathetic MSNBC, because this is what they spew all day long. They have to be the most un-American network on this planet or any other planet as well. Go ahead and play that one, please, Brian.
The thing is that, I get frustrated, and there was part of me that was hoping this was not going to be anybody with ties to any kind of Islamic country, because there are a lot of people who want to use terrorist intent to justify writing off people who believe in a certain way or come from certain countries or whose skin color is a certain way. I mean, they use it as justification for really outdated bigotry. And so there was part of me that was really hoping this would not be the case, that here would be somebody who's not the tie. And again, I mean, he's accused, he's arrested. I don't want to convict him before it's time to do so.
Oh, a part of me doesn't want to think this. A part of you, I think, is delusional. So I'm not sure of the woman's name. Miller, I believe, is her last name. Also, Stephanie Miller, thank you, from MSNBC. So despite all the softening of foreign policy, the political correctness, again, the about-face regarding Israel by this administration, again, they're just doing it all over from military bases. Again, I'm repeating myself, military bases, airplanes, who knows what the next strategy will be. Did the New York situation, is that going to be the new pattern to terrorize Americans? That would be car bombs. And this one happened to be filled with horrendous explosives. I don't know how it would compare to the car bomb of Oklahoma City, but nonetheless, many, many people would be completely annihilated, probably in the hundreds and possibly even the thousands. Anyway, we contrast Obama's willingness to go toe-to-toe with millions of Americans who are peacefully, whatever, carrying out their Tea Party activities and so forth. with his unwillingness to utter even the name of an enemy incessantly threatening, attacking, and terrorizing the people of the United States. And I think someone summed it up very well. He said, 18 months into the Obama administration, the closest thing to hope that the administration has brought us is the hope that the next Al-Qaeda terrorist will be incompetent as the last two were. Very well said. The hope is that the next Al-Qaeda terrorist will be as incompetent as the last two. Well, we don't know. Again, I maintain that God was obviously instrumental in the fact that neither of these two explosives actually went off. Not only that, this young man was captured absolutely at the very last second as the plane was about to take off back to Dubai. And yet authorities were able to intervene and to catch him. Now, so that's that story. I don't know where it's going. I will tell my listeners that many know and some don't that I headquarter out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. The lovely and palatial studios I am sitting in presently, a part of the Salem Radio Network, is about, a stone's throw from the Mall of America. Practically could see it if I looked out the window here. And I have always felt that that is a very, very precarious target by these radicals who would love to, well, that Mall of America is sort of the symbol of American consumerism, which these people loathe, of course, is the fact that we have some money and we spend it on things that they would see as far too extravagant. Let me move on to another story that has broken here in the last week or so. And I want to give it just a little bit of a biblical spin, too. And I think if we were to do that to the previous story, it just accentuates what the Bible says, that there's coming a generation that will be characterized by perilous times. But this is about what happened very recently over in Greece. What is that all about? I have my own comments. I'm borrowing a few comments from Gary Bauer. But let's face it, I mean, the left has pined for an America that is going to look more like Europe. Now, liberal politicians, you name it, John Kerry, Barack Obama, they're more popular in parts of Europe than they are in their home country because their policy proposals resemble the totally socialist agendas that most of Europe long ago embraced. So what happens when Europe embraces complete socialism? It played out in Greece very recently here. These socialist policies have resulted in a Europe that's been far less than resilient to this economic crisis. Obviously, the crisis is not just in America. So many of the overspending, overborrowing, and overexpanding European Union governments are heading towards financial bankruptcy and utter collapse. And yet Obama and his allies still insist on remaking America in Europe's crumbling image. Why? It's leading to what the Bible prophesied. Now, I'm going to get there in just a minute. Let me go back to Greece. The violence in Greece, this very recently, is the inevitable result of too much government. And Greece is not alone. There are going to be other EU countries having the same crisis because they are on the verge of default. And given the Obama administration's socialist impulses, its addiction to spending, and its unflinching devotion to unions, there's no reason to think a Greek tragedy could not happen here. Let me quote Gary Bauer. He ran for a presidential candidate in 2000, and he writes for Human Events, and he says, "The extent of the Greek government's paternalism is hard to understate. Most Greeks are on some kind of government pension, disability, or government benefit. Many citizens are given lavish government-guaranteed bonuses and retire in their early 50s. And then he says, in order to avoid financial default, the Greek government agreed this week to austerity measures. The government will receive $160 billion in loans over the next 3 years from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. And in return, Greeks will have to undertake a number of reforms. Now, this, folks, is what set off rioting here in recent days, was the fact that sort of the rug of some of the benefits was pulled out from the people in Greece. Remember, it is a socialist nation. And, for instance, the retirement age is going to rise to age 60 for government workers. Oh, my. How horrific. Whose salaries will be frozen for 3 years, and they will no longer collect yearly bonuses that amounted to about 2 months' worth of pay. And other reforms include higher taxes and cuts in government spending. So as you might expect, the Greek unions are not happy. The unions organized sort of a one-day nationwide strike that brought much of the country to a standstill. And union officials said union-affiliated protesters alone totaled more than 60,000. Now, going back to Gary Bauer's comments, he says, the protests quickly turned violent as hundreds of leftists smashed windows of stores and fast food restaurants. Police were attacked. Cars were set on fire. Molotov cocktails were thrown, and three people died. When a bank was firebombed, the scene produced all the rage and lawlessness we've come to expect when leftists don't get their way. Basically, when socialists and communists don't get their way. So, result? Greece is on the verge of total economic and political collapse. But there's little reason to think the chaos won't engulf other financially troubled European countries, because analysts, as I speak, are very worried about the same being brought over, spilled over into Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy, because they may face the same kind of crises. And the obvious question for America is whether we want the new world to follow the old world stumbling footsteps. I mean, America's chronic deficits are exploding. The debt will leave us vulnerable to some of the same problems that, frankly, many European countries are experiencing. So while the U.S. dollar is still fairly strong, we have suffered from too much spending, too much taxes, too much welfare, too much regulation. Do you think that such rioting could break out in America over some kind of similar issues, entitlement issues, when entitlements, because of our financial problems, our debt crisis, some entitlements are pulled in America? Can you see the same thing happening? This is a foreshadowing, folks. It's going to happen. The question is, when will it happen? Now, there are liberals. I mean, they like to blame America's economic problems on capitalism, Wall Street, so forth. But the real problem is the irresponsible spending of our politicians. And the inevitable outcome of the Obama administration's incontinent spending, which even it admits is unsustainable, will be either bankruptcy or austerity that could produce the type of chaos and union-led violence that we have been seeing in Greece and that we are likely to see play out in other parts of Europe. When it might hit America, could hit as soon as the summer, I don't know, or fall, or a year from now. So the left and its media allies, they constantly talk. They tell us that talk radio, the Tea Party, and so forth, they encourage hostility and foment violence among Americans who are unhappy with our overindulgent government. But the situation, folks, in Greece and across Europe suggests something quite different. Our real concern should be the U.S. government's devotion to socialist policies, which could result in left-wing violence when such policies inevitably fail. Now, why do I say this has biblical connotations? Because it is a setup. It is a setup for, again, the only answer. Remember, Rahm Emanuel, don't ever let a crisis go to waste, Rahm Emanuel. Set up for the one world system. If every country starts collapsing and goes up in flames because people are not getting whatever it is they want in this entitlement mentality, and problems far deeper than that, because the debt is unsustainable everywhere. The world is going to need a one-world government, a one-world currency, a one-world system, and a one-world ruler. And the Bible talks all about that in the book of Revelation. The one-world ruler is called the Antichrist. We don't know who he is. Is he waiting in the wings? I think so, but we don't know. Who is he? I don't know, and I don't care. But this is a setup that is absolutely... Some of these things are going to be required down the road somehow, because what we saw in Greece is honestly, it's just in a little microcosm to what is likely going to take place, probably all around the world, at least in some of the major Western societies. I think we are in very, very, very troubling times. And so I think what I'd like to do is this. Again, oh, by the way, one more thing I need to mention, and that is the FCC's takeover of the Internet. The Internet, I have a story in front of me, so I'm sure I'm getting it correct here from the Washington Times. The FCC claims power over Internet providers. So the head of the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, this is just a couple of days ago, said the agency has the power to impose new rules on Internet service providers in a move that lays the groundwork for net neutrality, a politically contentious proposal that bars providers from giving preference to some of the content flowing over their networks. Mm-hmm. How about Christian websites and Christian television that comes over the web and Christian radio that comes over the web? Is that going to be, yeah, probably be tampered with? So FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski pitched his approach Thursday as a middle ground that would, quote, preserve the Internet as a powerful platform for innovation, free speech, and job creation. But the agency's two Republicans said it goes well beyond the powers of Congress, the powers of Congress that have been granted the commission and will leave businesses confused. It is neither a light touch approach nor a third way. Instead, it is a stark departure from the long established bipartisan framework for addressing broadband regulation that has led to billions in investment and untold consumer opportunities. And supporters of the net neutrality said they hope Thursday's move is the first step toward FCC regulation, preventing Internet service providers from slowing down certain types of web applications. Well, they're trying to spin this in a positive way. You can believe that their intentions are malicious, because the Internet is one of the primary places for truth. Those of you who aren't on the Internet, aren't computerized, may not fully understand that, but that is where very often a story will hit the Internet, major news story, even a week before talk radio. It seems that a lot of truth comes through the Internet. Obviously, it has its dark side as well. But a lot of truth comes through the Internet, and so this has been the first target of the FCC. Keep in mind, they haven't yet given up on the Fairness Doctrine, which will not be called the Fairness Doctrine. It will come in the back door of another name and will impose some restrictions as to what people like me and others can say. Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I've just kind of given you two or three stories here that are pretty significant, happening in very recent days. And I also, let's see here, 1 minute. I also talked about this Greek issue, the Greek tragedy as it's being called, the fact that it may spread. And in fact, have some sort of an outburst in America in the coming months or year or years. So I'm asking the question, and then again, reflecting back on the Times Square bomber and the fact that America was spared a horrific tragedy that could have happened in that the fuse was lit, even though I know the timer was set wrong, but nonetheless, the fuse was lit. God intervened. So I'm asking you, my audience, and you can weigh in here. Do you think America is going to survive as a prominent nation that we always have been? Or do you feel America, God has turned his back on America, and we just aren't going to be the power that we once were? In other words, do you think that, number one, God clearly stepped in and protected us in this very recent bombing? Is that an indication that his favor remains on America? We have people praying for America around the world. Can prayer change things and America be turned around? Can prayer change things and America be turned around? Or are we too far gone as a nation that there is no hope for America being the single superpower that we have been for so many years, so many decades, so many couple of centuries? That's my question to you. So since both of my guests didn't manifest this particular hour, you are my guests, and you can call with a reply to my question at 651-289-4499. 651-289-4499. You can call toll free at 888-332-5169. 888-332-5169. I want your first name, your city, please. First name and city, please. And please don't call making any speeches or sermons. I want to get straight to the point. Is God still standing by America? Or have we gone too far as a nation and he's turned his back on America and there is no hope? In spite of the massive number of people praying for this nation, I think we all want to believe that God has not turned his back. Well, he certainly didn't with the bomber in New York City. Okay, I'll give those numbers and we have to take a break and I'll come back. You can call 651-289-4499. Or 888-332-5169. And I would appreciate your participation as this hour was actually reconstructed only a couple of hours ago. Again, that's live radio. Okay, folks, you want to become CD subscribers? Again, we encourage that. 2 CDs a week. It's $25 a month. And you get both hours of everything we do on Understanding the Times Radio. If you would like to get my free print journal newsletter. And if you are not in our database and you would request it, if you request the free print journal and also request the free DVD, we will send you God of Wonders for allowing us to put your name in our database and we can keep in touch with you. And no, we hardly ever, 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 ever fundraise. So don't worry about that. All programming done live here on the weekend goes up on my website Sunday evening, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Go to radio and then radio archives. We try to keep all the current programming there, even 5 years of radio programming posted there. Coming right back. Please don't go away. You're listening to Understanding the Times. I'm Jan Markell, your host.
A reminder to radio archive listeners and podcasters that the Understanding the Times radio show is totally listener supported. We air on several radio stations, which allows us to bring our programming to you. Would you consider a tax-deductible donation to Olive Tree Ministries for the radio outreach? You can send a check to Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. You can also donate and order safely online at olivetreeviews.org or call 763-493-3010. And thanks for partnering with this ministry committed to helping you understand the times and contend for the faith.
There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven, but there is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven.
Welcome back to Jan Markell's Understanding the Times. Here's Jan Markell.
Okay, welcome to part two of this particular hour. And as I said when I opened it a while ago, I had different programming planned, which fell through this morning about 7 a.m. And so I went a different direction. And again, the question I am asking after a half an hour of giving you some stories that are pretty troubling, including the potential, well, the potential for America to have the same experience as the Greek tragedy that has happened here in recent days, which will spread to other nations in Europe because of their socialism. And, I mean, and the, not only that, but the entitlement mentality, when these things are pulled away from folks, then they tend to get violent. And is that coming to America? I do think it's a preview of what will come to America. We don't know when, but I think it will happen eventually because of the policies of this current administration. And my question is to you, and I want short answers from you if you'd like to weigh in, is do you think that God is standing by America and our prayers will turn things around and this great nation will become what she has been for well over 200 years? Or has God turned his back on us? We're simply under judgment. We're simply going to have to deal with some very, very, very troubling issues in the coming years. And if you'd like to weigh in on that with just short, brief comment, it is, again, 651-289-4499 or toll-free 888-332-5169. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Brian. All right, well, I think Alan needs to weigh in because he's got an appointment. Go ahead, Alan, you're on the air. Oh, hold on just 1 second. See, I've been away from the studio too long, so I missed a button to push. Alan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, so I'll make this concise. But I believe in the power of questions, provocative questions, and I've got one that I think people should be able to ask themselves. And going back to the founding fathers and the fact that they, when they started our nation, they weren't relying upon Britain anymore, okay? Now, the provocative question I was proposing people ask themselves is what you rely upon men or government for, will you rely upon God for during or under tyranny?
All right, are you asking me a question even though
I'm... Well, I'm just saying it's a question that people can ask is... what you rely upon man for or government during freedom, will you rely upon God for under tyranny?
All right. I appreciate your call. Let me comment here. That is what God is wanting us to do, is to rely on him and not government. And obviously, some are. But again, we have this horrific entitlement mentality, which says, basically, I want all things provided by man, and most are ignoring seeking those things from God. So, I mean, I think Alan's question is a legitimate question, but I think that mankind is kind of going out of control with, and this appetite for the entitlement is being fueled by an administration that wants to create that. So I find it very troubling. I find it very, in a way, almost frightening, but God is in control. My only question is, and that's what I'm asking you, He is in control, but have we gone too far that America can't be saved? We'll go to, go ahead, Richard, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Jan.
Yep.
I just want to thank you so much for all that you do for our community here in Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I thank you for the conferences that, you know, the recent conference at the Lutheran Church, I can't remember the name
North
of it.
North Heights, yes.
Yeah, we were there, and also the upcoming conference in October. We're really looking forward to that.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to comment real quickly that I believe that as long as the true body of Christ continues to stay in union in prayer and also obviously continues to bless the nation of Israel,
mm-hmm.
I believe that God does supernaturally keep his supernatural protection over the United States. With all the other things that we do as far as sending missionaries all over the world as well. However, I do believe, being a pre-trib believer, that, you know, the pre-tribulation rapture, that
yes.
the Lord can
yes.
come any moment, I believe that once that happens and the true body of Christ is taken out, I believe that that right there will then change the supernatural plan of God, and I think that's when things are really going to get chaotic,
Richard,
and I'll just hang up and listen. And
yeah, Richard, are good points. Thank you. I'm going to comment. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Richard made very interesting comments, and some of us, we've thought this all along. Well, America, you know, we do provide the missionaries, at least a lot of them. We're one of the first nations to go out during a time of catastrophe, disaster, Haiti, whatever. There's tons and tons of them. And he mentioned something very significant, and that is America has been standing by Israel. Unfortunately, she is not currently. That was the first hour of the program, if you missed it. By the way, it goes up on my website Sunday evening, olivetreeviews.org. We are no longer not only standing by Israel, we are turning into her greatest enemy next to the Arab world. Because of this current administration, who wants to appease Islam and wants to throw our good allies under the bus. Therefore, has God's hand been taken off, his hand of mercy taken off this country? Now remember, I opened this hour by saying that what happened in New York City was not luck. I am tired of that word when there is a blessing such as the Briefs bomber and the New York bomber are stopped. When their weapons are on fire, they're stopped. Is that not God? Is that not God still standing by America? Because people are praying, praying and praying. Others have said, no, we are too far gone. We are too far gone, and the hour is too late. And Richard brought up an interesting, which this ministry thinks about a lot, and that is the rapture. And when that happens, that is going to shake up the whole wide world to proportions we cannot imagine. Let me just quickly go to, we've got, I think, Dave. Dave and Adina, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning. I've never listened to your program before. It's the first time. This is a great question.
Mm-hmm.
I think our country will go, according to God's graces, the way that we go. And we have become too pacifistic. We have forgotten that this is a Christian nation. We've allowed certain things to go on in schools where certain people can pray, but Christian kids can't. We're giving up. We have lost our fight in many areas of our Christian beliefs. And our country is slowly starting to disintegrate. And you can see that happening. It goes on daily.
Right. But do you think it's too late?
Yes.
You do think it's too late?
I don't think it's late, but I think that we are on the verge.
Of what?
We are on the verge of losing a capitalist society. We're gonna, if Tel Aviv is attacked with a nuclear warhead by Iran, and I think it's gonna happen, I guarantee this president will do nothing more than put sanctions against Iran.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Christian country. We are allowing Islam is slowly infiltrating into our country. They're in all 50 states.
Right. No, I agree with you, Dave, but that's going off on another topic. But your points are good. I appreciate them. Let me comment, too. Thank you. We're losing capitalism. Dave is absolutely right. We are losing capitalism. That is the goal of the current administration, is to strip this country of its capitalism and install socialism. That shouldn't be a surprise. Barack Obama said that to Joe the Plumber. Got to spread the wealth. That's socialism. So they're trying to destroy capitalism. But again, my question is it too late? Is it too late? Is everything in play? Therefore, it is simply too late to turn this around. And if you want to weigh in, we still have some time, and it is 651-289-4499 or 888-332-5169. Let's go to Mark in Shakopee. Mark, you are on the air.
Yes, hi, Jan.
Hi.
Yeah, I do believe it is not too late. I think the Bible is very clear there. And I know you've read this passage in 2 Chronicles,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 7, verse 14. If you don't mind, I'll read that again.
Sure.
And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. And again, that's a promise from God. I think, again, we're not protecting Israel. And we're reaping the repercussions of that. But
yep.
Again, he's looking at Christians. I don't believe there's a lot of Christians in this country. I mean, true believers. I think the percentages, I think, to me, and that's my word.
All right, Mark.
Yep.
I appreciate your call, and I'm going to comment. Thank
okay.
you. All right. He gave the Second Chronicles verse, which is appropriate. Keep in mind that was given to Israel, but I believe that's a verse that can be applied. Obviously, there's much in the Bible that was given to Israel, and it's something that the church needs to look at and consider and practice. And that is what I see. To be honest, I see Christians, being a little repetitious here, I see Christians praying for this country like never before. I am not going to wave the flag, the white flag of surrender, that God has turned his back on us. I don't believe that to be true. I do believe the hour is very late. I do believe some end time things are upon us. If you don't care to hear that kind of a topic, I guess you just turn to another station. But I do believe that end time issues are going on here. They are very severe. They're very, very troubling, and they could result in a lot of pain and a lot of not just physical pain, but emotional, economic, financial, and so forth. So, but I don't believe God has turned his back on us, and I go back to the two bombing issues. The explosives were on fire, and it was stopped, not by luck, but by God. Dorothea, I think I have you. A very brief comment, please.
Hello?
Yeah, very brief comment, Dorothea.
Oh, yes. What I would like to say is I agree with the gentleman that had quoted that scripture, that if my people will turn from their sin and iniquity, I will hear from heaven and heal them. I believe that although the hour is late, like you say, that there are many, many people praying for repentance for the sins of America.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we are under a certain amount of judgment for our separation from Israel. But at the same time, as we pray and repent, I believe that the Lord is going to stir us up and bring us blessings in various ways so that we can continue to evangelize because
All right.
he is a faithful God
Dorothea,
to those that are faithful.
Good comments. Thank you. I want to comment, too. She says we're under judgment. I believe that's true. I believe we should be under judgment as a nation. That doesn't mean that if we're under judgment, God's abandoned us. We do some things wrong as a nation, starting with Israel, but a lot of other things. We export some horrible things all around the world. On the other hand, we've got so many praying for this country, I do not think we should give up. And I go back to the two bombings as my prime example. If God had turned his back on us as a nation, one of those two bombs, either the Briefs bomber or the New York City bomber, those explosives would have gone off. Now, tomorrow, another incident may happen, and it may go off. But I'm just making a quick reference to those two because it's so stark. It's just so stark. All right, we want to quickly go to, let's see. We'll go to Jeannie. Let's see. Go ahead, Jeannie. You are on the air.
Hi. Yeah. Jan?
Go ahead.
I agree. I don't think it's too late. I think we're going to survive. I think in 2010, when we vote the House and the Senate out, I think we'll be okay, and I think we'll reestablish our ties with Israel. I'm sickened by how we're treating Israel right now. It's almost depressing.
Yeah, well, it is, and God is displeased, and that's why, one of the reasons why we're under some of his judgment. Jeannie, thank you for your call. I got all lines going here, so appreciate your comment. Now, Jeannie said basically that, you know, we can turn things around perhaps in the election 2010, 2012. I believe that's partly true. I think we need to be careful not to look to politics as our saving force. Politics, the right kind of men and women in office, certainly make a difference. But our issues aren't really political. They are spiritual. Having said that, yeah, we need a turnaround. We need some sanity back in Washington, D.C. I'm not ashamed to say it. So, I mean, I support what she just said. And I think, but we need to be careful in thinking that politics could save America because it won't. And... okay, we got Dean somewhere. I think, Dean, do I have you there? I'm sorry. Dean.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Dean?
No.
And who am I talking to?
Hi, Jan. Good morning. My name is Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead with your comment. We got a lot of calls and a lot of screen messages.
All right,
mess
I'll
up
pop
there.
Off some points that'll, I think, really create some additional thought, provoking issues. And it's helpful for us to go back to the Old Testament and go into the prophets of Ezekiel, Jeremiah, especially Zechariah, Isaiah, and we look at some of the times that were present when the Israelites were really being judged by God, and we put together some of these things. Number one, they always had an evil king, and right now we have an evil king. He's pro-abortion, he's pro-Islam. We have a country who... the Israelites were also sacrificing their children to false gods. Well, we're doing the same thing here in the U.S. We are worshiping on the idol, we're sacrificing our children on this pleasure.
But have we gone too far? That's my question.
No, we haven't gone too far, but I believe that God has not turned his back. He is waiting to see our intentionality. He is not assisting us. He's not turned his back, but he is waiting to see what we as a country are going to do
right.
And the idol worship we have and the sacrifice and the widening chasm, false gods, all those things.
Jerry, thank you. You've made some excellent points. He believes, we're doing a lot wrong, but he has not turned our back on us, and I would agree with him. Now we'll try to catch Dean. And Dean St. Paul, go ahead, please.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with some of the things you said, the political system, for example, isn't our solution. The battle, as the Bible says, is we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, we're wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's right.
It's a spiritual warfare, and I really believe it starts in the church. The church has, Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That is a good thing to ponder. Are we really diligent as believers to know the truth of God, or are we just looking for phrases from the scriptures mm-hmm. to back up our own personal belief? In other words, whose will are we really pursuing? Are we pursuing our will, using scripture to back it up, or are we humbling ourselves
All right.
before God and saying, God, what is the truth according to you and your word, your will? I don't believe that we are that our system is God's system, for example, capitalist system versus monarchy or whatever. The key issue is who is on the throne in our lives.
All right, thank
individually
you.
And collectively. They had kings that ruled in the Old Testament, and some of them worked and some of them didn't. It depended on what their relationship with God was.
Okay, I'm out of time. Out of time, Dean. I appreciate your comments, though. Thank you for calling in. I'm not going to be able to get to everybody here. Why don't I just quickly try to go to, I think we have a new Muslim convert here. See, I hope this is the right line. Folks, I can't take any more calls. We're just totally out of time, and I do appreciate your wanting to weigh in here. And let's see. Do I have Muhammad?
Yes.
Muhammad, yes. I'm down to 1 minute.
Okay, 1 minute. I'm going to tell you something. I was converted through the radio.
You were converted through the radio?
Radio ministry. I work a cleaning car at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And now I turn on KKMS all the time, all the cars. And Muslims are hearing the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I was converted through the ministry. And America will not fail because it's the country that exported the gospel.
Okay.
More than any country in the world.
Muhammad, I'm so glad you called in. We rejoice with you, and we just want to see more of your brothers and sisters come to faith in Christ as well. But I'm so happy you're the last caller, and you've ended
Amen.
This on a very, very hopeful, positive note.
Thank you. God bless your ministry, and it's on here through the for the old. All the people to listen here what I work for.
All right. God bless you now. Thanks again. Folks, thank you for weighing in. No, God just hasn't turned his back on us yet. Yes, we are under judgment, but is it too late? No, I don't believe it's too late. However, I do believe God's end time plan is in motion. The one world system is just over the fence. The one world monetary system, the one world currency, whatever you want to call it, is just down the pike. So I believe the hour's late. When the hour's late, the message is, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Savior when he returns? That is the question. And if you have some issues there, you can feel free to contact my ministry, Olive Tree Ministries. This is your host, Jan Markell. And again, all programming is posted to my website Sunday evening, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org, and go to Radio Archives. All stations replay this program. You might want to check with yours, see when all of Understanding the Times is replayed. I read in, let's see, Proverbs 12, heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop, but a good word makes it glad. Would you go out and encourage 5 people today? They need their heart made glad. I have just heard from so many people who would love to be encouraged. In the meantime, would you look back and thank him? Go ahead and trust him. Look around and serve him. Look up and expect him. He's coming again sooner rather than later. Thanks for listening. God bless America. He will, if America blesses God. Be unto your name. We are the broken. You are the healer. Jesus, Redeemer, mighty to save. You are the love song. We'll sing forever, bowing before you, blessing your name.
If Jan Markell's radio outreach has helped you understand the times, would you consider a tax-deductible donation to Olive Tree Ministries? You can write to Box 1452, that's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Or call 763-493-3010, 763-493-3010. You also can order and donate safely online at olivetreeviews.org. And thanks for listening to Understanding the Times.